The end of last week, we had a chance to begin Siman Resh Pei Vav Bechlal, and then specifically to focus on the issues in Sif Aleph, a number of the issues in Sif Aleph, rooted in Yuma Daf Yud Aleph. One of the issues that we didn't touch on, as they will come back in Sif Beis, and that is now, is the question of Otzer. Shulchan Aruch had in Sif Aleph, Macharab had a long list of places which are Chayiv and Mezuzah, and one of those was Otzer. So that's more directly the focus in Sif Beis. Beis HaTevin, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaBakar, Chayavim. So this, as you saw, this is rooted in that complicated Shakvataria on the bottom of Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, and Maseches Yuma. And the Gemara returns to that, the Braisa Bisharecha. But the Gemara begins that Shakvataria with the different versions of a Braisa. Different versions of a Braisa or a Memra, a Braisa. That the Amoraim are saying over Tani of Kahana Kamed of Yehuda. Tani means that he recited a brisa. What did the brisa say? By the Beis HaTevin, Beis HaBakar, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaOtzaras, different types of storage places. The two versions in the Gemara of what did the brisa say? The brisa said the din of Otzar is X, but if women use it for something, then the din flips. That's the question. Those are the two versions. Either the oats are as putter, but if women make use of the oats in addition to being in storage space, it's where they put on makeup, so then they're chayiv. The alternative version is the oats are as chayiv, and if the place it's used to bathe, so then it's putter. So as you saw, the Rambam paskins, the oats are is putter. Rambam is quite clear about that. In Perek Vav, Halacha Zayin, Beis HaTevin, Beis HaBakar, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaOtzros, Ptur and Ramazuzah, Shenemar, Beis Echa. Befikach says if you have a storage space, an unusual situation, Refes Bakar, a place, a barn where the animals are, so that's the Beis HaOtzar. Again, as we said last time, the fact that the animals live there, the Diras Behema is not, animals aren't Chayv Mezuzah, people are. So the people's usage, my ishtamshes is that I store things there. So that was the machlokas in the Gemara. Is that considered to be enough to make me chayiv or not? So the Rambam paskins like the day in the Gemara that otzer is pater, but if nashim yoshos miskashtos ba, so then you're chayiv sharev yeshba yichud l'diras adam. And again, that's the header under which this fits. As we mentioned last time, the Rambam opens Perek Vav with his list of 10 tana'im that a space needs in order to be chayiv mezuzah. He mentions some of those tana'im have to do with the 4 tana'im for the structure of the doorway, 2 tana'im for the structure of the room, and then 4 tana'im for the usage of the nadira of the room. So the language was interesting. He talks about the dira. It has to be a bias hole. Okay. We'll get to that plenary next time. And diras kavo, diras keva. It has to be also diras adam. So I mean diras adam. So diras adam means as opposed to storage, as opposed to I leave my animals there, or I leave my inanimate objects there. It's a pantry, it's a garage, I leave the cars, whatever it is. So I'm not living there. That's a lack of diras adam. Or the Rambam goes on to say in Halacha Zayin, or if you have a space that's not used for anything. It's not used for anything, an empty room, so that's not asu l'dira. It lacks diras adam. That's what we had touched on last time. So the Rambam says, as Rabbeinu Manoach later says, that but if it leads you to somewhere else, so then this door is chayiv because it's Pesach and Mevili Day, as he goes on to say in Halacha Ches, that lefikach. Rosenzweig trains us to be very sensitive to lefikachs. Lefikach. Shari Chatzera, Shari Mavoa, Shari Medina, Sayar, etc. Chayiv Mezuzah, because maybe we did. Because it's a way to get into the house. So that's what the Rambam develops here in Halacha Zayin, that you need Diras Adam, which means you need Dira. It has to be used, and it has to be used for people. The Rambam is of the opinion that we, Rambam Paskins, like the day of that Otsar is not sufficient diras adam. The fact that animals are the relevant, the fact that I use it for storing my things, my animals, my car, my pantry items, that's insufficient. That's how the Rambam paskins. But as you saw in Sif Aleph, and you see in Sif Beis, the Mechaber does not paskin that way. Explicit. Beis HaTevin, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaBakar, Chayavim. Chayavim. That's why the Mechaber consistently also quotes the other half in terms of, instead of saying, you're Pater, but if Nashim is Kashtos, you're Chayiv, he says, you're Chayiv, but Nashim Rochtos Bahem, so then, Ein Kavod Shamayim Lios Sham Mezuzah. Since people are, women aren't dressed when they're bathing, so the Bizayon Paters, the Bizayon Paters. And then the Ramah goes on to have a machlok is two deos. How far do you go? I have a room. It has a purpose, but one, it has one purpose, but then the second for which people are dressed, but then it has a second purpose which people are undressed. So the, if the Mechaber is passing like the day of that Nashim Rochtzos Shom Paters, the Ramah's two deos, is that always true? A master bedroom. A master bedroom, or perhaps any bedroom, where people are sometimes dressed and sometimes undressed. So the Ramah has two deos, whether Cheder Mamish, is that true even a Cheder Mamish or not? What does that even? What does it even? What does this mean? How do we paskin? So the again, so the Ramah is two deos. Whether a real room, a bedroom, would you also say? Well, since sometimes people are undressed, it's pater or not? It seems pretty clear that we paskin not. The Gruss says that. In Sifkat and Dalit. So the Iker is like the Svara Rishona. The Dark Emotion already sounds that way. The Shach, we'll get to it, sounds that way in Sifkat and Tes, and Pitzkat Tshuva, Sifkat and Vav. Assumes that. What's even the issue, though? What's even the issue? What's even the issue? And also, what's the issue? Ramah says, well, but if there's a door, and you can close the door, and mezuzah will be on the outside, so then you're chayiv. I understand. We said bizayin paters. Well, what does the door help? And why, if bizayin paters from mezuzah, so why is it? Why would I differentiate? There's a daya, not only a daya, but that's how we paskin, that we differentiate between otsar versus a cheder mamash. What's the issue? What's the issue? So hezbar davar is probably as follows. Hezbar davar is probably as follows. Shulchan Aruch already talks about in Sif Beis that Ein Kavod Shamayim Liyos Sham Mezuzah, right? Pater. And then he seems to almost repeat himself after in Sif Gimel Togah Beis HaKnesses. Sif Dal, it seems like he redundantly comes back to the same issue. Beis HaKiseh, Beis HaMerchot, Beis HaBurtziki, Beis HaTfilah, Peturin. V'she'enam Asuin L'diras Kavod. So you have a bathroom, you have a place where people bathe, you have a mikveh, or a Beis HaBurtziki is a tannery. Everyone's dressed, but the chemicals that are used for tanning leather smell absolutely horrible. It comes up different areas of halachas. Here's one of them. Partly because it's not the diros kavod. So why is it any different? That's what we said before. So you saw, this isn't the brisa. This is part of the brisa in Yuma. The different situations where you don't have the right diros. So, but what's the difference between Sif Beis and Sif Dalet. So the Shach seems to explain. Or let's put it differently. I have a Beis HaKiseh, but I'll have a door. My bathroom has a door. Every bathroom has a door that shuts. Every room where you shower has a door that shuts. The tannery probably has a door, yeah. Otherwise the smell is going to go everywhere. So the Ramah said in Siv Beis, be Zion, but if you have a door that shuts, you put a mezuzah on the outside. You don't do that by a bathroom. What's going on? Siv Beis and Siv Dal, it seems redundant. At the same time, it seems different. In Siv Beis, we handle a way with Chedra Mamish or not. That doesn't come up in Siv Dal. In Siv Beis, Ramah says, if there's a door, then you're Chayv. Doesn't come up in Siv Dal. What's going on? So the Shach explains, it really goes back to the framework that we saw the Rambam lays out for us so clearly, spoke about last time, and we referenced back a couple of minutes ago. Shach writes in Sifkat and Yud Aleph, Peturim on Sif Dalet, Afim Machasa Mezuzah, it's not going to help to cover the mezuzah. Okay, so you're not being mevaza the stam, the mezuzah. The ainam asrim le diras kavod, peturim mezuzah. The ain lasa ba mezuzah. If there's no diras kavod, then there's no chiv. In other words, what's the Shach saying? So he's referencing the categories of thought, again, that the Rambam laid out for us. That in order for a room to be chayiv, it's not enough to be a bias, it has to be beis secha. It has to have the structure of a room and the structure of a doorway, but also beis secha, we said last time, machlokas, in Tosis later, Menachas Memdalid, whether beis secha also means you have to own it to be chayiv mina Torah. If you don't own it, if you're just a renter, you're chayiv mina Torah mishabbanan. But leaving that aside, everyone agrees that beis secha means you have to have dira. If you don't have the right dira, it's a beautifully built room, it has all the right structural components, but if it doesn't have any dira, if it's an empty room, or if it's not the right type of dira, then it's not chayiv. Not that it's bathrooms aren't putter because, well, I'd love to put mezuzah, but I can't because of bizayin. Bathrooms are putter because there's no reason for them to be chayiv. A bathroom is the same as an empty room. We said before, a room that's not used at all, it lacks dira sadam, lacks dira. A bathroom, it certainly has a hishtamshus, but that dira, that hishtamshus is not a dira's kavod. It's a very important use, but it's one for this, the primary use of a bathroom is one for which people are undressed. So that dira is not a dira's kavod, and therefore there's no chiyuv to begin with. Just took a look at, just did a walkthrough recently. People did some construction in the house, a couple of interesting features. One of which was they have a separate, the bathroom, the master bathroom is divided into two separate rooms for the toilet and for the shower and bathtub. So I want to know, well, maybe the shower and bathtub, maybe that's right. No, that too. Both of them are pater, because Beis HaMerchatz and Beis HaKiseya both qualify as not being Diras Kavod. So that case, it's not that really I should put up a mezuzah, but I can't because of Bizayin. There's no reason to put a mezuzah to begin with. That's why door is irrelevant. Masha Einikin Sif Beis. There's Sif Dalid, just to root it back in the Gemara. Sif Dalid, Beis HaKiseya, Beis HaMerchatz, so that's based on the top of Yud Aleph Amud Beis, that long, the full version of the lengthy Braisa, Bisharecha, right, on the top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, you just have the beginning of the Bisharecha, but the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Yud Aleph Amud Beis, you have all the different clauses. Right, we exclude, it has to be Asul Adira, then we say, Yochani Marve Beis HaKiseya Beis HaBursiki, no, bias means it has to be Asul Kavod. As opposed to Yatsu Eilu She'ein Asuin L'Kavod. I mean, Ein Asuin L'Kavod. So the Rambam's Hagdara was, it doesn't have a Diras Kavod. You need the right type of Dira to be Mechayev. So that's Sif Dalet. This case is not Chayev at all. And She'ekin Sif Beis is rooted in the Shakavataria on the bottom of Yud Aleph and Aleph, but the Beis HaOtzer and so on and so forth. So we paskin that Beis HaOtzer is Chayev. That we paskin against the Rambam, that atzira, that storage is sufficient hishtamshas adam, sufficient diras adam to b'chayiv mezuzah. However, if it's also used for bathing, so even though it has a dira mechayeves, but the bizayo, does it still be a bizayon kisvei kosher? It ought to be chayiv. It has a diras kavod. The diras kavod is you store things there and you go in and out to access, to put things away and to get things out. So it should have been chayiv. But Bizayon Potters. Once it should fundamentally it's chayv, Bizayon is mafriya, Bizayon is a poter, so that's why there are two features in the Ramah raises in Sif Beis that are not in play in Sif Dal. Number one is Ramah says, it really should be chayv, it's just a problem of Bizayon to mezuzah. So if you have a door, so you remove your Bizayon problem. Close the door. You can always close the door whenever there's a the people are undressed in the room, so then you'll be chayv. So that doesn't come up by bathroom. It's not that bizayin patras. There's no chiyuv to begin with. But here Rama says a delas will solve your problems. You can have your cake and eat it too. You're chayiv, and you close the door, you don't have a bezayin problem. And number two, that's also why, unlike in Sif Dalad, in Sif Vezer, Ahmad raises this whole issue of, well, machlokas rishonim within those who hold, as we do, that otzer is chayiv, but bezayin paters, which is again a double chiddush. That day the Gemara is reading has two chiddush in the brisa. Otzer is enough hishtamish to be chayiv, and there's this new concept that bezayin paters. So within that second notion of bezayin paters, Ramad and Machlokas, well, does Bizayin only pater by an Otzer or even by Cheder Mamash? What does that mean? What does that mean? So what that means is like this. There is a Machlokas in the Gemara. Machlokas, we showed him how to Paskin. Is Otzer Chayiv or is Otzer not Chayiv? Right? What's the issue? It's not a real Hishtamish. It's not a real Dira. It's not like eating there or sleeping there or playing games there or talking on the phone there, having conversations. It's not like I'm putting on makeup there. Right? Nashim is kashos. You're storing things there. So that's a borderline Dira. We all agree that's a borderline Dira. And Machlok is the Gemara. Machlok is Shom HaPaskin is where you draw the line. Do you say, Otzer is also, it's barely enough to be chayv, it's right above the threshold. Or you say, no, it's right below the threshold. But everyone agrees, it's not a full-fledged dira like a living room or a dining room. Huh? So therefore, we paskin that it is enough to be chayv, but it is weak. So therefore, it could be more easily knocked off. So that's why, and that's this first day in the Ramah, that we, again, we said many Achronim Paskin like, that is the accepted talk, that this whole notion that our version of the Braisa is Mechadesh, that Bizayim Patsuf from Mezuzah, that's only if to begin with it's a Dira Klishta. To begin with it's a weak Dira. It's a weak Dira, so then, to begin with a weak Dira, it's holding on by a hair, storage. Storage plus, you also use it for what's it called? You also use it for a davar mavuza. So the combination gets you potters you. I should mention one other nafkamina in this notion. Shechter points out an Avnei Nezer. Another nafkamina in the notion that although we paskin that otzer is chayiv. It's a weak case, it's a dira klishta, in addition to the fact that we paskin like this Ramah, again we said many achronim paskin like that first day in the Ramah, I said it's the Gra, Sivka and Dalad, it's the Mashmos of the Shach, the Sivka and Tess, we'll come back to that, and it's the Pischei Tshuv and Sivka and Vav, paskin like that first day, that the whole Ptur of Bizayon is only by an Otzer. Another nafkamina that I have to quote, and we'll come back to this soon. We have to think about this Mizal HaChalmaisa. Shechter quotes Avnei Nezer, says another nafkamina Otzer being a Dira Klishta is this idea of Beis Shar, that Pesach HaMevi Lidei is Chayiv, the beginning of the doorway into the hallway is chayiv because at the end of the hallway you'll get to a bedroom. At the end of the hallway you'll get to a laundry room. At the end of the hallway you'll get to something. But if at the end of the hallway you just get to a pantry, at the end of the hallway you just get to a garage where all you do is storage, Avinezer says that much you're not chayiv. If it's just a Pesach HaMevi Lidei, an Otzar, that's once again, the Otzar itself is barely chayiv. To say that the non-adjacent door to the Otzer is also chayiv, that we don't say. So let's just unpack a little bit the halacha l'maisa. What does this mean? What does this mean? So number one, what it means is that if you have a master bedroom. A master bedroom, where a married couple will sometimes be intimate together. So there is a concern of Bizayin Kesef HaKodesh, and that's in the Hilchos Nias. A married couple is not allowed to have Tashvish Bifnei Svarim. But we don't. Ramah had floated the possibility a master bedroom is not Chayav Mezuzah. Ramban floated the possibility that any room in the house that's ever used for bathing is not chayav mezuzah. We don't paskin that way. By the way, I mentioned the Shach and Sivkat and Tess. When the Shach writes the Sivkat and Tess, he quotes the Bach, who says, if you would take this opinion, he says, that's why you see, the Bach writes in the 1600s, that's why you see people who only have mezuzah on the front door. You know why you see people on the mezuzah on the front door? To us, that sounds like conservative Judaism. But this, at the time, this was a not uncommon practice. His Bach says, well, what's that all about? He says, I'll tell you what it's all about. How big were their houses already? They had 2, 3, 4 rooms in the whole house. So he says, a lot of times, he says, in the winter, we came across the Beis HaChorev. So in the winter, everyone is crowded into the Beis HaChorev, the room where the furnace is. It's only when it's warm. So when people need to bathe, that's where it's happening. Okay, so according to the second day of the Ramah, the Beis HaChorev is part of the mezuzah because sometimes people bathe there. And then it says the rest of the year, when it's winter, in summertime, when it's warmer, then the people sometimes bathe in the bedrooms. So that's pater. So the Bach says, if you follow that day in the Ramah, so then every room is pater, except for the front door of the house. Because how many rooms are there already? The other 2 or 3 rooms, occasionally at least, they're used for bathing. Again, we do paskin, the Nashim Rochtzel Sham paters. Except we paskin, like the first day in the Ramah, Noshim Rokso Shon Bizayon, only paters in an Otzer. But the Bach says, if you understand that it paters even a room with a real dira, but occasional bathing is going to pater, so that's why, the Bach says, that's where this practice came from. He says, but Mikarov, more recently, Lulomdim, are medactic to put mezuzah on every door in the house. So that's interesting. Bach. And that's, by the way, why I told you that the Shach seems to indicate that we paskin like the first day in the Ramah. And matter of fact, the Ramah himself, because if you turn to the Ramah in Reish Pei Zayin, there's only Sif Beis. At the end, he quotes this: "Haminig nespashim v'dinas elu rov olam somcha mezuzah achas." The front door. That's it. Ve'ein achon ve'ein lehem amashi smochu. Wow. Strong words from the Ramah B'Shem Naril, the end of Sim Reish Pei Zayin. When you put the pieces together, that's why I said the Shach of Kantes indicates, well, he passed like this first day, that the whole Patur B'Zayin is only by an Otzer, because the Ramah is pretty clear in Reish Pei Zayin that there's no legitimacy to just putting mezuzah on the front door. So, but the Bach pointed out, it would be legitimate if you accepted the second day in the Ramah in Reish Pei Vav, that any room that's ever used for bathing is pater, unless because the door is closed. Okay. And as we said before, the Pischei Tshuva is pretty clear by the end of Sivkat and Vav. He assumes that a real cheder mamish is chayiv, even if people bathe there, just make sure to cover the mezuzah. Close the door, cover the mezuzah, put wax on it, he says. And the gra of Sifkat and Dal. So what that means, halacha l'maisa, is a married couple has to make sure the door is closed before they're intimate. Or if you somehow have a bathtub in a bathtub in a bedroom, no longer quite. I don't think that's a common feature in late 20th century, early 21st century Western architecture. But the couple centuries it was. So you would have to close the door to make sure to close the door before using that the bath to make sure that the door is mafsik between the mezuzah and the bath. And then, yeah, question.
If you had a bed in your bathroom, would the same apply?
If you had a bed in your bathroom.
This
sounds like in the tenements, like, you know, the kids, there was no room in the kid, you know, Lower East Side, in the apartments of 80 years ago, and the kids slept in the, you had kids sleep in the bathtub. Obviously, not while anyone was taking a bath, but like they used that as mamash no room. Yes, if you have a room that's used as a bathroom and a bedroom, so that's what the Ramah is talking about. Right? If there's a real dira, the 8-year-old sleeps in the bathtub every night. Every night you dry out the bathtub after everyone bathes, and then the 8-year-old goes to sleep there. So then the lechora, that room would be chayiv. And every time it's used for bathing, you would have to make sure the door is shut so that you could have milvah. Yeah, because we pass like the first day of the Ramah. Yeah, chanami.
What do we define as rochitz? Like if you're just changing your room, like you change all the time, clothing. Is that the same or is it
mamish? Yeah. So the reason why a bedroom is chayiv is because the ikar hashtamshus of the room is the vast majority of the time it's being used. People are dressed.
Yeah, but should you have to close the door, I'm saying.
If a person is mamish undressed, without so then you would have to shut the door. If it's so that there isn't a direct line to the mezuzah. I would add also, so sometimes people ask, one second, why is a bathroom pot there? I brush teeth there, and you shave there. Nashim is kash so sham. You know, women put on makeup, men also shave, brush teeth, or whatever. So the answer to that is because the ikar tuffle there in the opposite direction. You spend 2-3 minutes brushing your teeth. Most of the hishtamshus is one for which people are not dressed. But in a chanami, if you had a room that's a powder room in the literal sense, it's used for a half hour, 45 minutes a day for application of makeup, and that's the overwhelming use of the room, so then in a chanami, so then it would be chav, yeah.
Would this play a role in, let's say, you have a Florida Dallas with the bedroom, and then if you're having B.O., then closing the door isn't really effective?
Yeah, so that's that is sometimes an issue. What do you do if the mezuzah is inside the bedroom? That happens not so often. We'll get later in Sim Reish Pei Vav to the question of walk-in closets. We just said that a closet is chayiv. Fundamentally, a closet is chayiv mezuzah because we paskin against the Rambam that otzer is chayiv mezuzah. Usually, walk-in closets are not dal al dal. We'll get to that more extensively later in the simon. But every once in a while, you have a walk-in closet within the master bedroom that is dal al dal. Doesn't happen that often, but it can happen. We'll get to the details. We're not up to dal al dal just yet. There's a machlokas. How exactly you measure dal al dal? You're looking for just square footage. You're looking for the shape as well. So if you assume you need to be able to inscribe a square of dal al dal within the walk-in closet, that's a pretty significant walk-in closet. Every once in a while, that will come up, though. So you have a walk-in closet that dal al dal within the master bedroom. So then you have to have a mezuzah going into. You have to have a mezuzah going into the master bedroom. So I'll be pashta, so you're going to want to have the mezuzah. Again, as you said about the Haridel's issue, depending on how the door is built. In that case, you have to figure whether you can put the mezuzah behind the door or you put the mezuzah in front of the door, you'll have some sort of cover, some sort of cloth cover that you use to cover the mezuzah. Yeah.
I also want to, the fall off in the bedroom, it might not be a problem because, Peru is a mitzvah.
Bathing is also not. It's important to clarify. This is an important point. We say Anadir is kavod, so using the bathroom is a mitzvah. So you're avoiding violating a Baal Teshakta. All these things are, bathing and tashmish are activities that we support, that we see as positive activities. That happens to be there are activities for which a person is not dressed, and that's what I mean by it's not a diaros kavod. So I don't think mitzvah should play into it. I don't think mitzvah should play into it. If anything, sometimes something which is an overt mitzvah will be putter for that reason. That we'll get to mitzvah next week when we turn our attention to Sifim Gimel and Yud and the question about Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash. So the fact that something in mitzvah doesn't make it more chayv. The fact something in mitzvah may make it less chayv. Yeah?
Are all these cases just assuming that you're just taping the scroll directly to the wall? Wouldn't a case essentially...
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question. So let's actually take a look. Let's actually take a look at Sif Hei, where Kisui is mentioned explicitly. Let's take a look at Sif Hei, where Kisui is mentioned explicitly. Sif Hei, b'makom sheyesh tinuch. This is from Rishonim. This is not in the Gemara. Let's say you have a room, and the kid's bedroom, an infant's bedroom. Tinokos Matsuyim Sha. So remember that diapers, Bitkufas Harishonim, were less well constructed than our diapers. Our diaper technology is very advanced. I say that seriously. It's incredible. The absorbency and the extent to which it's sealed is fantastic. When you change a diaper, then you obviously have open soil. But when the diaper, the diaper is sealed. But you got to change diapers, and then you obviously have open soil. But Tekufas Harishonim, the diapers were much more porous. So the Mechaber quotes, it's a good idea to cover the mezuzah. It's a good idea to cover the mezuzah. It's a good idea, Tov. As we showed and point out, this is even less than number one. This reinforces the idea of Torah before. The cheder is chayiv. I have an infant's bedroom, so that's diras adam, and that's a diras adam, which is a diras kavod. Most of the time, the child is clean and clothed. It's a diras adam. The baby sleeps here. The baby plays here. You dress the baby here. V'chulu v'chulu. It's a diras adam. Narvas. Part of the time, there's tinuf. So, clearly the room is chayiv. We don't even say you're mechuyiv to cover the mezuzah, because soil, tinuf, a dirty diaper, doesn't even rise to the level of design that the Gemara spoke. Gemara's talking a case where people are not dressed. There's the issue of bizayin mikra din. Here, this is, we showed him assume that we ought to extend the idea of bizayin to this. Or to extend to the idea of design to this as well. So that's why it's just a tov lechasos, and that's why everyone assumes that a kisui is good enough. But what do we even mean by kisui? The makam tahara tov lios niris. So the Shulchan goes on to say, it would be ideal, in general it's ideal, that your mezuzah should be visible. I mean, visible. So we had seen already earlier in learning Reish Peitas, the Ram had quoted from the Mimlaket, from the Gemaras, that one way to install a mezuzah is to drill a hole, to drill a space that you put the mezuzah in. Another way to install the mezuzah, whether it's vertical or horizontal, against Muslims, Rashi, and Tosis, but one is to have an indentation that you put the mezuzah in, or you have a case, a tube, that's guvta dekanya, that's attached to the Pesach. So what the Mechaber is saying is, if you have a case, ideally, that's what Pesach Tshuva says, it would be ideal, Pesach Tshuva, I think, is Sivka and Ches, it says it would be ideal to have a glass case. You have a see-through case, a case which is not opaque. So matov manan, to have a case which is not opaque. That's what the Taz develops at length in Sifkat and Hay. He says, I don't think we're encouraging you for it to be uncovered, totally uncovered. He said, I don't think it's a great idea. Sooner or later, your mezuzah is going to wear away more quickly. He says, no, but it means you have a transparent case. Nowadays, one of the most common types of inexpensive cases are those lucite cases. So that's a kiyum of this comment of the Mechaber in the Sifkanei, the Tov Lios Niris. That's based on the smock. Vilna Gaon sends you to Zohar. It says a source in the Zohar. And the truth is, Yerushalmi, that we saw in Reish Peitas, that the Tosis quotes about Kenegik Seif Yosef, that if you have a very, very tall door, it should be a shoulder height. That also seems to be a marker of this idea that you want, ideally, the mezuzah to be as visible as possible within reason, within whatever the parameters are of the situation. You want to maximize visibility. Again, that goes back to the way we start Hilchos Mezuzah, the way the Rambam says. You want to be encountering the contents, the theological contents of mezuzah. So that's the end of Sifei. Ideally, Tov Lios Niris. So it sounds like, often, this is some discussion amongst the poskim, that for a tinuf, it could be all you need is an opaque case. When you have a collection of cases, so some cases are transparent, some are not. So for the baby's bedroom, you'll use an opaque case. You're not going to have the translucent, transparent lucite case. You're not going to use the perforated silver case that has holes in it. For the baby's bedroom, you'll use the opaque case. That's the further discussion. It could be that's all. That's all that you need. As the post can discuss how much, if it's a question of people have tashers there, or people are undressed there, people bathe there occasionally, so then it could be you need more than just that. So that's the discussion amongst the post. You actually have to have a door that you can shut, or it's enough to have a case and then have, that's what many posts, I think that's a predominant view, wouldn't be enough to have an opaque case. You'd have to have some sort of either a mechitza, a door that you close, or you would have to have some sort of, whenever you talk about covering svarim to take them into the bathroom, something like that, so the post can tell you either you have a mechitza, the doors are real mechitza al-pidin, or you have a kis b'sav kis, a double covering. The double covering, at least one of the two, needs to be a kis she'enu mayuchad. That's not meant for this. So for instance here, the case of the mezuzah, that's one case. Inside it's wrapped in saran wrap also, but both of those are kisim ha-miyuchadim, obviously, for the mezuzah. Mezuzah is always inside those cases. So that's a case where a couple has tashmish and you have a mezuzah that's inside the bedroom. So you would have, when you install it, you leave the top nail sticking out a little bit, so you could have a little handkerchief or something that you'll hang from there. So that would be a second covering that is not miyuchad, and that would be good. Pesach Tshuva quotes, some machmer would say, no, then you dafka have to have a door. So if you're machmer that way, then you would always try to put the mezuzah on the other side of the door. You would be make on the Achorei Hadalos issue. But I don't think that's a standard assumption. Again, I think halacha lemaisa, the standard assumption is, again, number one, if the primary, let's put all the pieces together. If the primary usage of the room is dirah she'ein shel kavod, so then the room is not chayv to begin with. It's not a question of a delas or a kavod or anything. It doesn't have a dirah mechayevis. The primary dirah of the room is dirah she'ein shel kavod. But then of course you're part. If the primary dira of the room is a dira hamechayeves, but it's also used occasionally for a tashu she'en shel kavod, so that's where the Gemara says the tashu she'en shel kavod paters machlokes when that applies. We assume like the first day in the Ramah, that the notion that Bizayon Patras is only when to begin with the tashrish of the room is merely Otsa. But if the tashrish of the room is a regular, normal, full Heshtamshas, so then it remains Chayiv, and you have to figure out how to negotiate avoiding the Bizayon. Either by having the mezuzah on the other side of the door, you can shut the door, or Alpi Pashtras, we assume, if it'll be in a kis b'soch kis, so you'll have one additional cover that you hang on top of the, when need be, over the mezuzah case. So that will resolve your problem. That will resolve your problem. If it's as in Sif Hey, it's just a question of tinuf. It's a question that there are sometimes dirty diapers around here. So then all you need to do is to definitely chayv mezuzah, and you need to make sure that you have an opaque case. You would not have a clear case in that situation. That's how we assume. We also mentioned in the course of this conversation, that another nafkam, number one, that being that we do not accept the second day in the Ramah that Bizayon Paters, even a Cheder Mamash, as the Shach points out, that's why we assume that all the rooms in the house are Chayv Mezuzah. We don't Pater all the rooms in the house because occasionally, again, in those centuries, people were bathing there occasionally. that Ramah and what the Ramah quotes in Resh Pei Zayin. And we mention another important din, this notion that we pass in the Otzer as Chayiv, but it's a Dira Klishta, it's Chayiv, but barely. So yes, a pantry does require a mezuzah. Yes, a garage does require a mezuzah. Because you store things there and you go in to access them from time to time. Now one should point out that means the utility room, the room we had, the room in the basement with the boiler, so sometimes the way that room is set up, there's the water heater and the boiler, whatever's going on there, and the AC, and there are shelves where you're going for storage. Then that's going to be chayiv because it's an otzer. But if you have room that's just has the sump pump, just has the boiler, it's just, there are walls and a door, so you don't have to look at the utilities all the time. So that's mamisha, even according to the mechaber. That's not even otzer. That's, I know, asud diras adam. You don't even go in there on a regular basis to access stuff. Even if you do go in there on a regular basis to access stuff, so that room is chayiv, unless it's also used for a tashrim mevuzah. And the second afkamina was, it is chayiv, but the hallway that only, if you have a hallway that only leads to storage space, Avneza said, in that case, we would not say that the far end of the hallway is chayiv mezuzah. You're not going to say that you're chayiv because this is a non-adjacent door to the storage space. That we don't say. A non-adjacent door to the bedroom, non-adjacent door to the dining room, non-adjacent door to a playroom, those are chayiv. If it's, or if a non-adjacent door into a hallway that then leads to many rooms, one of which is an otzer, is chayiv. But if you have the door to the hallway and all it leads to at the end is storage space, is a garage or a pantry, so then the pantry door itself is chayiv mezuzah, but the door at the other end of the hallway would not be chayiv as a Pesach HaMevli day, the otzer. So these are the issues in Sifim Beis, Dalet and Hey. Aleph we dealt with last time. So let's take some questions. And then I have Mar Makamos to plug the gap. Next time Mar Makamos will be Gimel and Yud. That's the topic of Beis HaKnesset and Beis HaMeirsh. Yeah.
In general, for the double, when there's a double covering, it's the bathroom or whatever it is, does it matter if it's transparent? Like if one's transparent or both are transparent? With regards to the mezuzah, we said, let's say in the cheder tashmish you have in your bedroom.
The Taz makes the point that it should not be
transparent.
Yeah.
So
maybe Taz, question is, I don't know if both of them have to be opaque. Could be that if you have a transparent case but you cover it with a piece of cloth, that's probably fine.
But you can't see.
I believe so, yeah. I think so. Yeah.
What would you say about a garage that's not directly
connected
to the house? Could you have to go through your backyard to your garage?
That's a great question. A garage that's not directly connected to the house, where you store things, whether it's your car,
yeah,
old school, or
like a shed also.
Right, or a shed, a tool shed. Or a garage where you don't store the car, but you store other things.
Yeah.
So the question is, if it's a... That's a Beis HaOtzer. Assuming that you go in on a regular basis to get things out, so that's the machlokas in the Gemara, that's the machlokas we shown him, and we pass in the Beis HaOtzer Ischad. If you have a garage, if you have a shed that you use just for, let's say you store your sukkah there, you access it twice a year. You walk in before sukkahs to extract the sukkah, you walk in after sukkahs to put it away. That pashas is not enough, that's probably not Adira Mechayeves, even according to the Mechaber. If you're going in once a week, once every 2 weeks, twice a week, to get things out, so then we would pass that's the type of Otzer that is Chayev. That is based on Otzer. What you're talking about, the separate shed, a separate garage, that's classic based on Otzer, or a barn. What's more common in newer homes, or that the garage is attached to the house, that actually becomes more complicated, because the garage is a room that's chayiv mezuzah, assuming that you go in and out, but then sometimes you have to figure out, and it takes back to Resh Pei Tes, well, you have a door between the garage and the playroom, a door in the basement, a door between the garage and the kitchen, So now I have to figure out, you know, is you can have mezuzah going to the garage and mezuzah going into the what's it called? Going to the kitchen. Moreover, we're not ready for this yet, but Mara Makam Anilach, towards the end of the siman, Se'if Yud Ches, we're going to have an interesting discussion. When you have a garage attached to the house, one architectural difference is a freestanding garage tends to have one door. You have the one garage door, the big garage door that goes up. That's typically, for a freestanding garage, the only way to get in and out. A garage attached to the house typically has two doors. You have the big garage door that opens the outside. Then you have the regular, normal house door between the garage and the rest of the house. Well, we'll see in Sif Yud Ches that there is a din in the books that rarely comes up, where we say that every once in a while we'll say that you have two doors into a room, maybe only one of them is chayiv and the other one is sort of tafel to that. It doesn't come up very often, but we'll see that a garage attached to a house is one of the few common examples of that. So keep our eyes open for that. If anything, the detached garage is the classic Beis Otzer, and the attached garage has more nuances. Other questions? Okay. Good. So we're going to dive in, Emirat Hashem, to the next sugya. Here are the Maram Kamos.